Nice to have you with me on Friday afternoon's edition, 1300 736 736. That's how you can join me on the phone. You can send me a text as well, 0433 98 11 16. NFL score update. The Chiefs 27, the Broncos are 6, 13 minutes remaining in that game. To the MLB, Houston have really put a bit of a bridge now between them and the Yankees. The Astros are 6, New York are 1, the bottom of the 6th in that game as well. I'll bring you up to date with the Sheffield Shield scores very shortly. Victoria have just started batting against WA. Nick Manson's 8 not out and Marcus Harris is 1 not out. No Aaron Finch in this game. More on that one very shortly as well. It's lunch in the other two games between New South Wales and Tassie and also Queensland and South Australia. It is the season for movement, no question about that. And for the Bombers, they've attracted a very, very nice player to their football club, someone who's going to give them a bit of strength around the ball and a bit of run off halfback as well when he goes down there. Tom Cutler will join the Bombers after 66 games at Brisbane, and he joins me right now on SEN. Tom, good afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Welcome back to Melbourne, just as importantly as well.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been good to come back here and make the move on Wednesday night to Essendon. I really enjoyed my time at Brisbane, but for my career, I met with the Bombers and making the change looked like it was going to be the best thing for my football and for my life. And I'm really looking forward to the move.
Were you ready for a change? Did you know from a certain point in the year that it was something that you wanted to do?
Not necessarily. The change for me had to be the right fit, and it was important that for me and my wife and to be near my family. So it couldn't just be anywhere, and I carefully evaluated all the options I had in front of me. And when I met with Essendon, it became clear to me that this would be the best place for me to continue my football career. And I'm happy to say that so far it looks really good in terms of the fit and the discussions I've had with the key stakeholders at the club. So it looks like it's going to be a really good fit.
What attracted you to Essendon? What was it about Essendon in particular that really jumped out?
Yeah, well, when I met with Essendon, it's fair to say that some clubs had some interest in me as a player, but when I met with Essendon, they liked me as a player, but they also believed what I could do moving forward and take my game to a new level, and that was really attractive, sort of the ambition and expectation they had on my game, and they thought that I could take my game to another level in their environment, in their system, and that for me was really attractive, that they thought, like all players do, I guess, that they can take their game to another level, and that really caught my attention, and that was quite magnetic, so I really appreciated that, and then when I sat down to think about it, it made more sense the more I thought about it, and I really wanted to join the football club.
I was just talking before about, as I introduced you, that you can give some strength around the ball, you can give some run off half back. Where do you see yourself, and I suppose as well, where do the club see you? Do they see you as a running half back, or do they see you more as a midfielder?
The club sees me more as a midfielder and playing that wing position. I know I didn't play many games this season, but in 2018 I played pretty much strictly on the wing and had my best career year in that position. So the club recruited me to play, like you say, around the ball in the midfield, but primarily I think I'll be lining up on the wing. The club has some quite handy halfbacks and defenders. So yeah, and I played my best football on the wing. So I'd imagine that's where I'll be playing, and that's what they've recruited me to do.
Three games this year, Tom. It was a hard team to find your way into in the end. A couple of years ago, it wasn't a hard team to find your way into, and there were opportunities. This year, not as many. Was it frustrating?
A little bit early on, but I guess the healthy competition in my position that I was playing with, Tim McCluggage, was probably a little bit unlucky to miss out on an All-Australian spot, and Mitch Robinson had a fantastic, had a career year on the wing, so... In terms of the guys that were playing for the football club, I've just got a tippy hat to what those guys were able to do. And it makes me a better player when I'm pushing those guys and trying to earn a spot in the team. And so I missed about 10 weeks with an injury, which was disappointing and a little bit frustrating, as you say. But no, I mean, the team did really well this season, and it was really great to be a part of that environment and see our club go from, a club that hadn't had much success to a club that's right at the top of the ladder competing. So that was something that was really great to be a part of, and I'll definitely look to take some lessons from that experience into my new opportunity at Essendon.
It's been a pretty dramatic change in the last 3 years at that club, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. What happened there at Brisbane was, it was a little bit of a, I don't know how it happened. It was strange. Like it went from winning 5 games to, to being second on the ladder all in 1 year. And so it was amazing to see that happen. And obviously, as you mentioned, there wasn't many injuries and the the team was really stable and doing really well. So it was a great run to see that happen. And I wish those guys the best of the future. I know that that organisation's really stable and set up for sustained future success.
Tom, were you keeping an eye on the situations with Joe Danaher and Horatio Fantasia during the period?
Yeah, definitely, for sure I was. You know, I was well aware that Essendon was likely my new home, probably, you know, around the start of the trade period. And to see those guys' names come up in discussions as a, you know, prospective teammate, you know, you always want to play with the caliber of player of a Joe and Horatio. I think we all know what those guys bring to the table. So, yeah, really happy that both of those guys are going to be Bombers in 2020 and I can run out alongside them because, yeah, I think it's safe to say you don't want to play against those guys, you know, what they can produce on the field. So that was great for me coming in to call those guys my teammates.
Well, we've got Bombers supporters who are texting me right now who are just ecstatic to have you. How long have you committed to the Bombers for, Tom?
Two seasons I'm on board for, so into 2021. So, yeah, that was really good. The club showed me that faith. And, yeah, just on the supporters, I went into the club today and I've had so many messages of support coming to the club. It's not just from people in the club, but from all the supporters. It's been really overwhelming, to be honest. I knew it was a big club with a big fan base, but yeah, the support I've received so far has just been overwhelming. I'm really grateful for it.
And lastly, you've committed yourself to Melbourne Winters for the next 2 years. Are you sure about that?
Yeah, that's all good. I grew up here. I'm well versed in the life here in Melbourne and the way the winter is. Nah, it's not an issue at all. Yeah, spent many nights training at Oakley where it rains horizontally. That's all good. That's all good.
Yeah, it can get a bit wet out there for sure. Tom, congratulations. We wish you all the best. As I say, we're getting a lot of text messages from Bombers supporters who are ecstatic to have you at the club next year. So good luck and thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.